All right, everybody, welcome back. Today's podcast is a very special one. It's special for two things. Number one is I am doing this podcast live to my entire membership. So I don't know that I've ever actually recorded a podcast in front of them. Maybe I have way back in the day, but here we are in episode 300 and something, not including all the Facebook Lives I used to drop in that were the bonus episodes. So it's really cool to see all of my people here, my No BS women. And the reason why I'm doing this podcast live with them is because this is a topic that I think is very important. We're going to talk about weight loss drugs today. And the exciting thing that my members don't even know that's happening is this is part one of a two-part podcast. This one we're going to be doing live for all of my members, because I want them to have the opportunity to ask questions, to be able to kind of see how No BS works with weight loss drugs for those who need to take them. And I also want them to see how No BS just works on its own. Well, I think one of the biggest misconceptions going around right now is that, and that's just not inside of my program, but it's everywhere. It's like, well, if I'm taking weight loss drugs, like, why would I need to like do my emotional work and stuff? It's because a weight loss drug does not give you a lobotomy. If one of the reasons why you emotionally eat is because, let's say, you worry the fuck out of yourself about what everybody thinks, just because you're taking a weight loss drug and you no longer are having hunger and you can find enoughness, that just means like, all right, I'm not eating anymore, but I'm still worrying the fuck out of what everybody thinks of me. And then if I ever stop taking the drug, after I've lost my weight, I didn't solve the root cause problem. Like, this is why we have to have this important discussion. So the other reason why I think this is important is because it's everywhere right now. You're getting bombarded with ads. You're getting bombarded with people's opinions. You're getting bombarded with, like, you have friends taking it on Facebook. Like, there's all kinds of things that are happening around weight loss drugs. And what I want to do is I just kind of want to give my perspective. And I want to say these things. Number one, I am not a doctor. I don't pretend to be one. I am not a nutritionist. I don't pretend to be one. I am someone who lost 100 pounds. I have fuck tons of common sense. This bitch ass can read. I have read a lot of stuff. And I've asked a lot of people, those who are taking it. I have asked some doctors about this. I have gone to my own, I've got two people who are going to come and speak about this topic who were in my advanced weight loss certification. They are doctors who are now specializing in obesity and medicine. And so this is going to be the first part. The first part of this podcast is going to be Corinne's thoughts. Why we need thought work if you're going to take weight loss drugs. The second part is I'm going to bring the two doctors on who specialize in all of this, who are not only doctors who have studied medical weight loss, but they went through my advanced certification program for weight loss because they are No BS women and they believe in No BS. And they also know the power of these weight loss drugs, what they can and cannot do for you. So when it comes to the medical side, here's what Corinne knows: boundaries and limits. I know what I should be talking about, and I for sure know what I shouldn't be talking about. So what I'm going to do is do a separate interview with them. We're going to do it privately. We're not going to do it in the membership, only because of scheduling. Everybody lives in different places and stuff, and it was really hard for us to find a time. So we are going to do that interview, and then this will be released as a two-part series. For my members, for all of you, I will be dropping the second part with this. So we will have this very special recording inside the membership for all of you. And then we will put the second recording with it. So it'll be one big lesson. And I just think it's going to be so valuable for everyone. All right. So let's talk about all the things. So one of the things that I think, like, I've got like notes upon notes about things I want to discuss. And and this may be a little all over the board. I'm just going to tell y'all, I'm going to speak from my heart today, a little bit from my brain, mostly from my heart. But in the years that I have been podcasting, this is the most detailed outline I've ever done. I have asked for feedback, in opinions and insights more than I ever have in another podcast, because I really wanted this to be like, I make it emotional about this. It's like my gift to the weight loss world or to women who want to lose weight. I think one of the things that's bothering me the most about the weight loss drugs right now is that it is one more time that women are getting ostracized and feeling shame for just trying to lose some weight. I don't think that should be happening. I don't give a fuck what somebody's personal decisions are. You know me. I lost my weight, you know, just doing my basics. I have taught over 1 million people have been through my free course and lost weight doing my basics. 50 million downloads of this podcast of people just doing the basics. We know they work. Thousands upon thousands of Nobius women have lost over 100 pounds, are in maintenance. They're in Queen's Club, well on their way to losing their weight. We know the basics work. That doesn't mean that we're not going to sometimes take weight loss drugs too. There are people out there who need them for lots of reasons. They were designed for diabetes and to be able to treat medical conditions. They're now being used also for weight loss. And that's very debatable. And there's all kinds of things that go on. But I was thinking about it in the shower this morning, like, how do I want to explain this? And one of the things that that I think is really important is years ago, doctors would like prescribe exercise. And if somebody was told by their doctor they need to exercise, you wouldn't hear the world going, oh my God, that's diet mentality. Oh my God, like you shouldn't be doing that. The same thing goes for, I have got people in my membership that have opted for weight loss surgery. They have tried everything and they do weight loss surgery and they want to combine it with their thought work. They very often get tore up by society. Like, oh, well, you took the easy way out. I'm just going to tell you, I did not have weight loss surgery, but I have known many people that have. I watch how they have to eat. I watch the life that they have to live after that. I would not call that the easy way out. They are thrust immediately into not being able to eat over their emotions. That's not the easy way out. I want you to think about, like, it's like sink or swim now. And I watch so many of them just try not to eat because they've had surgery. And then their emotions eventually catch up to them. For a while, they can do it. But if you still think there's something innately wrong with you, if you worry about what people think all the time, because at the core of your soul, you're like, I'm just not good enough. I don't stack up next to people. Getting thin doesn't fix that. It just doesn't. I've watched people in my membership need to go on very special diets. They do need keto, or they do need some kind of very specific diet because of autoimmune disease, debilitating arthritis, cancer, you name it. And guess what happens? Sometimes they can do it. But while they're eating this special diet that is there to save their life, that is there to give them more years, the entire time they're thinking, it's so unfair. My body has failed me. Everybody else is so much more luckier than I am. And they're losing weight, feeling like shit. So I say all this because weight loss drugs, the newest ones, they're just another flavor of, some people are going to do them, but if you're taking a shot that removes hunger and allows you to get to your enough, I think that's great. But here's what it doesn't fix at the end of the day. If you have a really bad day at work and you're super stressed out and you come home and you're terrified you're going to get laid off or that your boss thinks you're a jackass, and every time you think, oh my God, I'm going to lose my job, you start looking around at your kids. You start thinking, I'm not going to be able to take care of them. I'm failing everyone. What am I going to do? If you have that kind of brain that panics and worries and anxietizes all the time, weight loss drugs don't fix that. They may help with some of the anxiety around food, but they don't help with the anxiety and they don't help with the thoughts around your life that you've been turning to food over. So I say all this because I'm going to tell y'all, I don't give a shit if somebody wants to take them or not. Just like I don't give a shit if somebody wants to do keto. I don't give a shit if somebody wants to do Weight Watchers. I don't give a shit what somebody wants to do in order to lose weight. But what I do know is that you still got to do the basics and you still got to work on your brain. What goes on between your ears dictates what happens with your mouth. And if you're taking weight loss drugs and you don't work on your brain, then eventually when you come off of them, you're left with your brain. That's why we want to work on it. The worst thing that anybody can ever do, whether you do it with a weight loss drug or you do it with the four basics or anything, is lose weight and not change how you think about yourself. That is the reason, like when I think about why have I been able to keep my weight off all these years, it's because when I was losing weight, I got really good at knowing when I was talking to an asshole to myself and how I was going to cheer myself. When was I going to start being my best supporter? When was I going to start being my best cheerleader? When was I going to quit blaming other things in the world for why I felt the way I felt? When was I going to be unapologetic about taking responsibility for my choices, what I was willing to do and not do? All of that had to happen. Had none of that happened and I just made myself lose weight, whether that's surgery, that's a drug, that's a specific diet, or the four basics, no matter what you plug in as the methodology, had I just forced myself to lose weight, I would have been the thin version of Corinne who still thought that everything around her was her fault, that somehow she's a terrible mother. I was always looking for my failures. I was always looking around for reasons why somebody wouldn't love me. I grew up abandoned by my dad, ostracized by bullies, cheated on by several men. The only thing Corinne really knew deep down was that people abandoned her. And I lived my life looking for ways that I could be angry at people before they left me. I lived my life looking for ways that something was wrong with me. This must be explain why they didn't invite me to, you know, lunch. I can't tell you how many times when I used to work, coworkers would go to lunch and I'd sit in my cube and make it like they didn't invite me because I'm the big girl, or I must have said something wrong, or those bitches. Like I used to do that. And then, you know, the next day they'd invite me to lunch. Sometimes I wasn't at my desk. But on those days when it was innocent, I made myself guilty or someone else. Weight loss drugs, losing weight does not fix any of it. It just makes you smaller. So I say all this because there's a lot going on right now about weight loss drugs, throwing around a lot of like, you know, you should or shouldn't, there's shame, there's all these things that are happening. And I just want everybody to just stop for a minute. And let's just get to what's really important, which is the best way to lose weight is always to fix your self-concept. You're like, first, we got to love us. We have to learn that piece. And just losing some weight won't do it. And if you don't think that's true, I want you to look in your life. Where else am I hard on myself? Start paying attention. Sometimes people are like, I really like myself. It's just the whole weight thing. Some people will only have like 20 pounds. So it's like, well, I really like myself. It's like, okay, tell me all the times in the last week that you spent cheerleading yourself. You spent acknowledging and relishing in who you are, the kind of person you are. all the moments where you stopped and were like, high five, you are amazing. Most people confuse not being hard on themselves with, I must have a good relationship with me. Just because you don't slap yourself around every day doesn't mean you have a loving relationship. It just means you're not slapping the shit out of yourself every day. Some of us beat ourselves up. Some of us just go through life. And some of us literally do love ourselves. And we say amazing things and we cheer ourselves on and we pick ourselves up when we're down. Weight loss drugs can't bring you to that place. I've watched too many people lose weight over the years. And they come into my program and they're like, I'm going to skip all that thought work stuff. Like, these basics are great. I love it. Easy rules. And they're like, I'm going to bypass the thought stuff because, like, I don't want to mess with that. Like, I don't know what I'll uncover. I feel pretty good. If I lose weight, I'll be nice to myself. And they lose weight and they're nice to themselves for a little bit. Because it is exciting when you lose the weight, especially if you're on a weight loss drug. In the very beginning, it's going to be exciting. The weight's coming off and it's going to feel easier because you don't have a lot of chatter going on. Like, if your body isn't asking for food as much, I just want all of you to think about this. If your body isn't asking for food very much, for a lot of us, the misery that we have every day is we're so worried that we might get hungry, or we're so afraid we're going to overeat. And so every time we eat, we have anxiety. Well, when you remove hunger, you just don't have as many times you're getting triggered to have food anxiety. It doesn't mean you solve the relationship with food. It just means you aren't getting activated to have thoughts about food, which is very different. So I say all this because it's really important for all of us to understand. It's like, we still got to do the thought work. Because the people that come through my program who are like, yeah, no, module 2, I don't know, I don't really want to do all that. They lose their weight. They're very proud of themselves. They get excited. You feel sexy. You want all the selfies. Suddenly you want to be in the pictures. All of that's happening. But then you're afraid every time you eat, you might regain your weight. Because all the way down the scale, you didn't give yourself credit for the things you were doing right. You were just making yourself do things. And if you never learned how to give yourself credit and have experienced true success on the way down, then when you're done, you don't know that you have created a lifestyle. All you know is, I've lost weight. I made myself do it. So then you're afraid you're going to lose it. So that is a long intro into what I want to talk about today. So let me just tell you a few things that I do know. And then I'm going to go through a few more stuff and then I'll look into the questions and see what we have. Number one, these newest class of weight loss drugs, from what I understand, they were designed to treat diabetes, or they were designed to be given to people who are obese, or, you know, like needed to lose weight, and they had a health-related issue to go along with it. So that's the first thing that these drugs were designed for. Second, there's a big shortage of them right now. They are getting prescribed a lot for just weight loss. And so there are people who really rely on these drugs. One of the things that I was reading inside my membership is I've got a few members who, they have tried other diabetes drugs and they didn't work very well for them. Like, it just couldn't get their blood sugars under control. Like, they were trying all the things. This new class of drugs definitely have like their numbers are getting in alignment and they're helping. They personally are terrified because so many people are taking them for weight loss now. They can't get them. They can't get the drugs that they need to save their life. So that's also happening right now. So sometimes when you see like anger or vitriol or people talking about weight loss drugs and stuff, sometimes it's stemmed from those people who truly need them, who are terrified that they're not going to be able to get a drug that they need for their life. The other thing is Weight Watchers just recently purchased a telehealth company. And this is kind of why all this really got started in terms of why I wanted to speak to this. So Weight Watchers, if you don't know, the last, I think their shares have dropped. I read an article, their shares have dropped about 90% in the last 5 years. Now, we can all take guesses as to why this is happening, but they had made a turn to be more towards like wellness and health and like basically taking a softer approach. Here's what I think ended up happening. Weight Watchers had great intentions. I think many companies are trying to get on the bandwagon of we have to address what's emotionally going on for it. Like this is not just a food issue. This is not just a calories issue. This is not just a points issue. This is just not a macros issue. It's not just a, you know, like consumption issue. Most women are suffering emotionally. We have not been taught to deal with our emotions. We are burned out. We have tons of demands put on us. We are, many of us eat because we feel guilty all the time. It's almost like we were born with the guilt gene. It's like, you know, how dare you take care of yourself? How dare you take a break? How dare you do anything? And it's like, oh, we feel so guilty for doing and meeting our basic human needs. And so I think a lot of companies are starting to see like, oh yeah, like it's like, let's do Kool-Aid light of wellness. Well, if you're inside of No BS, if you're one of my members, you know that we are not just like telling you pretty thoughts. It's like, well, of course you can lose weight. You know, when you think you can't, here's what to think instead. It's totally possible. I've seen others do it. Like, I think what happens is like in these other companies, and I'm basically calling out Weight Watchers and Noom on this. They're the two major ones that I know of. I joined them about a year ago when they were like talking about their coaching. I was like, well, what are they doing? I wanted to see the caliber of their coaching. So I joined both programs and I was a member for 3 months. Didn't follow their shit, but I did follow the coaching. let's just say it's a stretch of the imagination that that is actual weight loss coaching. It is at best, most of the time, what I found, and it could have changed, but I'm just going to say when I was doing it, I would reach out to my coach. And the first thing I got was a bot. I could tell by the answers that this was just a copy paste or an automated something that was being told to me because it looked for my keywords. Okay, that sucks, number one. That will never happen in my company. Like, y'all, if that ever happened here, just know aliens have come from planet X to take over and they have sucked my brain out and just planted a different one in. Because it's for fuck sure not happening in my company. The second thing would happen is if I did get someone, I could tell it was a customer service rep. The best they could do was point me to like, have you seen this inside our program? It's like, bitch, I have seen that. If I got this problem, you think I'd be asking you? So weight loss coaching is about making sure that, like, to me, this is what weight loss coaching is. It's like, whether you're taking a weight loss drug or whatever's happening, weight loss coaching is where I'm asking you questions and I'm trying to get to the root of what's really causing you some anxiety or some overwhelm or some stress so that I can help you figure out how you want to think about this, a shift or a perspective you might not know. And then we like to give you a resource inside of our membership. And our resources aren't Kool-Aid. That was the other thing. I was like taking their shit. And I was like, oh my God. Like there was just no personality whatsoever. It, you know me, I'm big on the personality. But it was like Kool-Aid. It was literally, or sugar-free Kool-Aid at that. You didn't even get the juice. So Weight Watchers purchased them because they realized that their shares kept going down. And I watched an interview with the CEO, and essentially what the CEO said was, we want to give members an aid in a quicker way to lose weight, and we're shifting our focus back to just weight loss. So, which signals to me is that they're wanting to pull, they tried coaching and stuff and just didn't think it worked and all this other stuff. I'm like, look, that shit works. When you do it half-ass, expect half-ass results. I'm just going to be real honest. You know, if Oprah wants to ring me up and ask for a few thoughts and opinions about how to run some Weight Watchers, like, I'm happy to do it. There's enough for everyone, but woo, like, I just was sitting there thinking, yeah, you want to shift away from it because you're not really doing it. And if you're not really doing it, no, you're not going to get results. Just like in our membership, y'all all know, all of our coaches are trained. Like, I either send them to school or they've gone to school to learn how to be a coach. And then they study underneath me. And I mean, like, they legit study. You ask all the coaches right now, they're going through a year-long program with me where we are every month meeting twice, and I'm watching their coaching every week, privately giving them feedback because I want the best weight loss coaches on the planet. I think we already have them, but we're going to put so much distance that no fucking body will ever be able to keep up with us. But just ask them. We sharpen the skill all the time. I am always working with them because I want the best for you. And the best for you may be that you do take drugs while you are also taking your brain and examining it. All right. So here's the things that I think you need to know. So I have lots of members who are taking the weight loss drugs right now. They like some, it's just like they've just been prescribed. Like I think somebody said Wegovy is, it is actually for weight loss only, but I'm going to get into all of that when the doctors come. I want to really save a lot of that for them because they know what's going on. They can talk to you about risks and benefits, what it does and doesn't do, all that kind of stuff. A lot of my members said this, and so I want to really point this out because I don't want anybody thinking this is actually happening. Several said the weight loss drugs quiet some of the noise in their head around like enough to where they can pay better attention to their body and figure out why they wanted to eat in the first place. I don't think that's exactly what's happening. So here's what, the way that those drugs work, they're not changing your thoughts. I promise all of you, if I could invent a pill that changed how we think, I'd be all over it. And I mean, I'd have world domination. Like, there's just not one that can do that. There are drugs that can alter things that happen in your body that allow you to think differently, which is very different than they're changing, like they're quieting the noise. This is what I believe is really happening for all of you. And the reason why I want to tell you this is because I want you to really think about, could it be this? Because if it is, you're going to be more empowered. You're not going to be giving credit to the drug. This is important. I would just want to say this too. For all of you who are doing my program, you are taking a weight loss drug, you have weight loss surgery, whatever it is that you do, please never give the program credit. That is a disservice to you. It is not the drug. It is not Corinne. It's not no BS. You are the one at the end of the day that is always having to decide what you're going to do next. So whether or not you're doing the basics or you're taking a drug, there are going to be inflection points always along your journey where you are deciding, do I eat this or not? Do I stop or not? And here's how I know those weight loss drugs cannot stop you from eating to past enough. They can make you feel like you have enough sooner. But if you are determined to wash your day away with nachos, or if you, like, let's say you hit enough and you're on these drugs and it kills you to waste food. I'm not talking about like, I just have this thing. I read a comment from a member this morning who said, I found one of the reasons why I'm having a hard time stopping at enough. I remember my dad. He worked so hard to put food on the table. And I remember us cleaning our plates and stuff we were told it was irresponsible to throw away food. That daddy worked really hard and long hours, and that's why he can't be with us. And so she's like, here I'm sitting in my 50s, realizing that every time I try to throw away food, it's like I'm slapping my father in the face. I have this idea deep down that I'm being irresponsible, that I'm not actually being responsible. Like in her 50s, where she's got plenty of food, no one's having to work really hard, none of that's happening anymore, she still has this association that it's irresponsible. So her brain has to get rewired to thinking, the most responsible thing I do is not overfeed my body. The most responsible thing I do is learn how to serve myself less so I don't buy as much food. The most responsible thing that I do is eat in a way that I add years to my life and quality by not sitting around feeling bad. Like, it's like, am I going to feel bad that I left food behind, or am I going to feel bad that I overate again? Figuring out how to just no longer make this an I'm a bad person thing gives me the quality of life that I want with food forever. So one of the things that I want all of you to hear in this is that, how many times in your life did you absolutely know you weren't hungry, but it was free? It was sitting there. You were anxious at a party. Everybody else was doing it, and you ate anyway. No pill. Like, you already weren't hungry. Just because a pill doesn't make you hungry doesn't take away the ability to override your body. That is why so many of us are overweight to begin with. It's because we taught our body it's not to be trusted, or it doesn't know, or that, well, my fears are more important than your hunger and fullness signals. And that's why so many people are in this disrupted, where, like, when you start my program, your hunger and your enough cues are so offline, they've been so deconditioned, that some of these weight loss drugs, what they do is they help with all of that. You still got to do the mental work. If you have a bad enough day, or God forbid, someone you love dies, in that moment, you got to be emotionally resilient. No drug is going to make it better that your mother suddenly passed away, and all you want to do is eat. Or you think that right now is not a good time to be losing weight. No drug will override that. All right. So what I think is happening in the brain is this. You get this new thing to think about. So in the past, when you've thought about losing weight, your thought has probably been, oh, I failed so many times, or it's really hard for me, or I've never been able to lose weight. And that thought just comes along for the ride with all diets, all traditional diets. And so you carry that fear into trying to implement things, and you convince yourself that the diets don't work. The weight loss drugs are like, it's like this new thing. Your old thoughts don't exactly fit with it because you haven't tried these yet. Someone in authority, like a doctor, is telling you they work. So you've got, like, just like it, before I even hit record for this podcast, I was bitching and moaning about my eyes. I was like, oh my God. Like, is it just me? It's like, is there something wrong with my eyes? Is it just me getting old? Or is it normal that, like, between the age of like 46 and right now, I'm 48, going on 49, my eyes have, like, increasingly gotten worse, like, so much faster than what happened between 40 and 46. Everybody's like, oh, that's normal. I was like, oh, okay. All of a sudden, I don't think something's wrong with my eyes. I'm like, voices of authority, which I find my members to be voices of authority on many things, tell me nothing's wrong with my eyes. I'm like, oh, okay. That's what I think happens with weight loss drugs. We've got new science. We have doctors. We have this thing. And it is working for people. And our brains think this will work. This is the thing that I've been needing. This is different. So now you go into it with a different mindset. So then when you aren't hungry and you aren't, and you can't identify you're enough, your thoughts have changed. When you want to eat because you're not hungry, you're not sitting there with wanting to eat because you've had a bad day with a belief, I've never been able to lose weight before. You're sitting there now with this other belief that you really believe, which is, I've had a really bad day and wanting to eat, but I'm taking this drug. I it's going to work. I'm not really hungry. Like, literally, and this is so pivotal for all of you. You cannot afford, if you're taking weight loss drugs, to give the drug credit for your grown-ass woman decisions. Can't do it. This is why you still need thought work. You still need to snake all this out. You still need to work on this stuff. Because it's real easy. I watched my clients do it this week when I started asking questions about, tell me the things, y'all, tell me the things. They were giving away their credit. And when you give away your credit, you give away your power. And when you give away your power, you totally give away the ability to keep that weight off. All right. Let's see. One member, Lee, said, this is important too. I'm on week 8 and I've lost 12 pounds. I don't know which drug she's taking, but she's taken one of them. It has helped me find enough easier. And I believe that the reason why that happens is, like, when you don't have a lot of faux hunger and all this other stuff happening, and you only have it a few times a day, I want you to think about it. It might be a little bit easier to focus on it. You're not having to think about it as many times during the day as you would if your hunger and whatnot was cranked up all the time. Because something that does happen with a lot of people, and I was one of them, which is when you eat over emotions and situations, every time one of those similar emotions or situations arises in your life, your body might actually send true hunger. It may not really be hunger, but it has made a connection like, oh, when this happens, she eats. So in order to do that, I need to make sure she's hungry. So when these drugs are interrupting that, it's like this situation happens, the drug overrides sending that up. That, I think, is what's happening when people say, it gives me a pause. It's like, I now have the desire to eat, but my body doesn't have the same physical reaction. So if all I'm doing is dealing with the desire to eat, I have a way to think a little bit more. That's all that's happening. When we, next month, we are going to study urges in a deep way. So next month in April in NoBS, modules 3 and 4 are re-releasing, and it's brand new content, and it's all about urges and desires. It's going to be very helpful for every single member of NoBS. It's the best content I think I've written in ages. So Lee finished up with saying, it has helped me find enough easier, but I'm doing the work of listening to why sometimes I still want to stop it enough or don't want to stop it enough. She also said, I don't want to be on this drug for the rest of my life. So what I'm doing is I'm using NoBS and the 4 basics together. During weeks 5 and 7, she said, I did stop doing the basics and just relied on the drug. Here's what happened. My weight loss stalled. So she said, where did she say it? My weight loss stalled. This showed me it really does take both. Then Faith, who is another member, she said, weight loss drugs certainly are not magic. And the weight isn't just falling off like people say it does. The drugs don't stop me from having cravings or urges. It just helps my mind slow down that 1 second more so I can think through things just like Corinne teaches us. And I'm not going to worry about when I need to go off these drugs, because that's when all the no BS work that I'm doing is going to help me. I thought her thoughts on that were super important. She's experiencing that pause because those signals aren't coming up from her body. And that's where she can like identify desire and identify like, all right, what do I really want for myself in this moment? Notice that conversation, whether you're on a weight loss drug or you're just doing the basics and asking, have I had enough? The same conversation still has to be had. They're not saying like, oh yeah, I just don't eat. Like I never, like I just all positive thoughts now. They're saying like, I still have to do that shit Corinne says. It's just making, I think, the hunger and the enough stuff more, a little bit more dialed in at times. All right. Then Kelly said, this is not a magic bullet. She's on one of the drugs. I still have to put in the work of choosing my food wisely, not eating my feelings, doing thought work, over stressing out. I believe weight loss drugs are a tool to help stop some bleeding while I'm addressing my root causes. The other thing that my members were saying is that that weight doesn't fall off. They're still losing only a half a pound to 2 pounds per week. So for all of you who are like, when are we going to get to the part where we like can find something that we lose, you know, 10 pounds a week and all this other stuff? It ain't coming, honey. Stop wishing and stop moaning for it. And for all of you, please stop acting like losing a half a pound to 2 pounds a week is some kind of moral defect in you. Something's wrong. I must not be doing it right. This isn't good enough. Look, you will not want to lose weight really fast when you are not beating yourself up for your body, for your choices, when you're learning how to deal with your stress and stuff. You'll just be losing weight while enjoying your life. The people that want to hurry, if you're in a hurry to lose weight, the question you always ask is why? What is so wrong with now that I need the weight gone because I think that's going to fix something? What is it that's wrong right now? Then that's going to be mental shit. That's going to be beating your body up, judging yourself, nitpicking, having anxiety over food, worrying, are you eating too much? All of that does not change from either losing weight or from a drug. That only changes when you work on your brain. It's the only way it changes. And we teach you that here in No BS, all of you. Module 2, self-love course, relationships course. Why do you think I got them things? Because you need them. You need to have, like, you need to address root causes. You need to make your life magnificent. Don't just lose weight. Does not make your life magnificent. Makes your ass fit in a size 8. But if you're in a size 8 and you still worry that, like, if you're sitting around thinking everybody is just waiting for me to regain my weight, your size 8 now feels like a ball and chain. It feels like a prison. Every time you get like, you like your body, if it triggers anxiety, we got to work on the anxiety. Otherwise, you don't enjoy being thin. And if you're not enjoying being thin, what do you think your body, what do you think your mind wants to do? We should go back to eating. Eating was awful fun. Let's just gain the weight because we're going to be miserable. We might as well be having a good time while we do it. All right. Let's see. One of the things that I had read, but I'm going to let the doctor speak to this, is some studies are showing that the average amount of weight lost on these drugs is around 15% of your weight. It's not all your weight. It's not all that. It's still, it's just about 15%. Another one of the things that that I had read was every single one of them say it works with lifestyle changes. What do you think a lifestyle change is? Learning how to deal with your stress, learning how to talk to yourself, learning how to relax without having to eat, moving your body more. Like for those of you who are like, walking's not good enough. I always love when some bitch tells me that walking isn't good enough in terms of movement. And I'm like, really? That's how I started. I take a walk every fucking day. Don't tell me it ain't good enough. I walked 100 pounds off. Walking is amazing. These are the things that we have to be thinking and considering. The other thing I want to go back to, which is nobody should be shamed or ashamed for taking weight loss drugs. Shaming other people and judging other people for what they choose to do with their body hurts you. It hurts a lot of people, but at the end of the day, it hurts you the most. No one feels really wonderful when they are in judgment, judgment of themselves or others. I just always think like the best use of my time as a woman on this planet is to celebrate other women, is to stay in my lane and do what's right for me and trust that other women are going to figure out what's right for them. What somebody's doing with their body does not affect your body. But when you start judging them, comparing yourself, thinking they should or shouldn't, whenever that's happening, you suffer. They're not suffering. They're living their life, but you are. Don't add that suffering onto yourself. Ask yourself, what do I want to be doing for me? What is right for me? What do I believe in for me? And then disregard everything else. One of the beautiful things about what I love about social media, if you don't like something, you get to scroll on by. You don't have to follow it. You don't have to buy into it. You don't have to argue it. You don't have to comment on it. You ain't got to make it mean nothing about you. The beautiful thing about social is this, the ability to just swipe that finger right on by. Here was a couple of comments when it comes to judgment of others who were taking weight loss drugs. Number one, Robin said, sometimes, and I said this earlier, when some people are concerned that people are taking it solely for weight loss, it could be that that person, that's a life-saving drug for them, and they're terrified that they're not going to be able to get it. And when we are terrified and when we are scared, I will promise you, most humans never react in a very amazing way. That's just the way it is. And I just want all of you to just sometimes remember that if, like, let's say you're out on your newsfeed and you see one of your friends is taking a weight loss drug and you have another friend go in and they're like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that. Or they throw some shade. Just have compassion. Maybe they're having a bad day. Maybe they need these drugs. I don't always know the story. If you want to go in and offer like another side of the story, maybe you want to refer them to this podcast, whatever that may be. Just remember that sometimes people, when they are scared or when they are worried, they don't always show up as their best selves. I know that is personal for me. When I'm scared and when I'm scared, I get angry. I start yelling at people. It's the way that it's just the way that I have learned to control the situation. And I work on that all the time. When I'm worried about someone, I feel like I need to convince them of my opinion. That is another thing that I work on. It's like I do it to my mom all the time. I've done it to my brother. I do it to Chris. Most of the time when I am trying to get someone to believe what I believe or whatever, it's mainly because I'm worried for them or I don't want them to be in pain, but that doesn't mean I come across well when I do it. Another member said, this is for people who think that taking a weight loss drug is taking the easy way out. As I always say, losing weight, there is no easy way out. There just isn't. I've never met anyone who's lost weight, whether I don't care what they did. They never say it was, oh, it's just all simple. They have their recollection was it wasn't as hard as they thought it would be, but it's nobody takes the easy way out. There's just no easy way out of it. Because in order to lose your weight, you do have to change your lifestyle. You have to change your habits. You have to change the way you react to things. You have to change your relationship with food. You have to change your relationship with yourself. There's a lot of work. It's good work. It's worthy work. It's work that'll grow you. But it's not the easy way out. So Robin said, I just thought this was so cute. Where did I go? Oh, sometimes, Kathy said, do you drive to work or do you walk? Is driving the easy way out? Do you go back and build a fire to brew your coffee each morning? Or do you use the coffee machine? Which one's the easy way? If your house was on fire, would you climb into the attic, onto the roof, and jump off? Or would you go out the front door? She said, we are all taking the easy way out hundreds of times a day, and we don't get criticism for it. But when we look for medical solutions to complex medical diseases, complex thought work, we get labeled as taking the easy way out. As women, we have to stop doing that. I know that there is not a single woman inside my membership who is taking any of the newest class of weight loss drugs and sitting around taking the easy way. They're working on their mind. They're still having to deal with their life. They still have to deal with their emotions, their worries, their anxieties. They still have to go after their dreams when they'd rather lay in bed. That's not the easy way out just because they took a shot by any stretch of the imagination. One other thing is, I do want to say this for my members. I've got a couple more points. Is I support all of you in whatever it is that you decide is best for you. I do not want anyone to think that it's the four basics or the highway around here. I think the four basics help with anything else that you're doing. Whether you're following, like I have members that follow a keto diet. If you're following a keto diet, making a plan each day, stopping at enough, waiting for hunger, getting your sleep, getting your water, those things work. Working on your brain works with it. If you're taking a weight loss drug, same thing. If you're taking weight loss drugs, still planning what you eat so that you're making sure that you're planning things you enjoy along with things that like work for your body, sleep, water, paying attention to those hunger and enough cues so that when you do come off the drugs, that you know what they are and you know when it changes. Because when you come off the drugs, guess what? It's all going to change. Wouldn't it be great that if you learned how to pay attention while you were on them, you would really know when they start changing radically when you come off of them. And then you would have all the thought work to know what to do when those big drastic changes come flying in really fast. So for all of my members, and I want to be crystal clear on this, the basics work. Thousands and thousands of people have lost weight with them only. Do not sit there for 1 second and lie to yourself that because I'm not going to be a hard ass on people who take weight loss drugs, that for some reason, like, oh, I thought this was different. Bitch, this is different. Very different. I'm going to help every woman who wants to lose weight. I don't give a fuck what she wants to do it. My job is to help her. My job is to help her brain, just like my job is to help your brain too. And if you want to be all in on the basics and that's the method that you choose, guess what? I'm here for that too, because they work. They just do. So I don't want anybody indulging in some weird idea that, well, I thought this program was different. It is different. Who's going to rail on you about this shit? Who's going to tell you the God's honest truth? Who's going to show up on a Monday morning when I promise you I'd much rather be doing something else? Monday, my day off. But this is the only damn day that I can do this damn podcast. This program is different because it addresses what's going on between your ears. And one other thing that goes on between your ears is when you think, I thought it was different, that has nothing to do with this program not being different. It's everything to do with probably I'm tapping on a fear. But what if I can't do it? What if I don't want to take drugs? And what if this doesn't work for me? I can't get these drugs. And what if this doesn't work for me? That's what's really going on. So let's not kid ourselves and think that it's like, ooh, I thought the program was different, because that's not what's happening. Work on what's going on for you. Let us help you address those fears. We get over the fear, then you can get into action. And if you're scared and you're worried about not being able to lose weight, please go to Ask Coaches. That's why they're there. Tell them what you're most afraid of, and they'll help you work through those fears. Don't give up on yourself or this program simply because, like, oh, this one thing scared me. Don't do that. Please don't do that to yourself. Let's see. Here's a question that came from one of the members, and I want to address it. And I only got a few more minutes, and we have to get out of here. Is, I'm a NoBS member who's noticed that most of my overeats happen when I'm just not hungry, which is all of us most of the time. So how will a drug that eliminates hunger keep me from eating when I'm not? It won't. So for a lot of you, if you, like, this is one of the things that you have to remember, is that if you really are in the throes of emotional eating, even just taking this drug, there are lots of people that tell us, like, I didn't lose any weight on it. It's like, I wasn't getting hungry, but I was still so stressed out. And the only way I knew how to deal with stress, or the only way I knew how to deal with overwhelm, or the only way I knew how to deal with fear, or the only way I knew how to deal with, like, resting, like trying to find comfort, trying to get a break, was just with eating. And so they just were like, yeah, I wasn't getting any hunger signals, but that wasn't a stop. So for some people, that won't change for them. All right. The last thing I want to say is a personal thought that I have about weight loss drugs is like, I really believe, and I was telling my team this the other day, humans have always been really good at solving problems. If you think about, if you ever watched the show Foods That Built America, in the early 1900s, cereal and ketchup and different things were created to solve the problem of urban areas not being able to have food. The food was having to come in from the farms, and by the time it got there, it was spoiling. People were dying of stomach cancer, poisoning. Ketchup was to cover gangrene. I forget what it, basically where the meat looks kind of greenish and rainbowy. Like, ketchup was designed to mask that. So humans have always been really good at solving problems. But just like any solve, comes a new problem. And one of the things that we solved over the last 100 years is, you know, needing mass produced food and things like that. And that is also, now we have so much food available. We can just eat whenever we want. We have modern conveniences. We've just solved a lot of problems and created a lot of problems. I really do believe the medical industry one day will solve the problem of obesity. I just do. And I'm going to be honest, I hope they do. But here's the thing, that if you just solve obesity, if you just solve the weight problem, we also have to be solving all of the social conditioning, diet conditioning, body shaming, body, like, society rules, all that stuff. We should be solving all of that alongside of it. Just taking somebody's weight away doesn't take the weight of their problems away. It doesn't take the weight of shame or self-judgment or whatever that goes on for people. It doesn't take that away. So we want to solve all of it. And that's why I invite all of y'all, like my members, whatever you decide to do, double down on your thought work. It's not that hard. It's not that scary. The way I like to think about it is, thought work is the path to truly having the life that I want. It's freeing. It helps me stop thinking things that I would love to stop thinking. It helps me get over stuff that I've always thought was wrong with me or that I did wrong. It helps me repair my past. It helps me repair my relationship with myself. That's what makes us different. So that is my big ass rant on the weight loss drugs. Let's see. The doctors are going to come. So there's a couple of questions in here that are more like technical. Here's what I would love for y'all to do. I would love for y'all to like submit those to, if anybody has any technical medical questions about what we discussed, this is just for my members, not for the public, because this recording is going to come out and we have already have done it. Like, so for my members, I just want you to send any questions you have to support. So it's support@pmptribe.com. If there's something specific you would love our weight loss doctors to answer, please let us know. And then I will get with them and I will show them the list of questions so that we can kind of tailor a second part of this podcast specifically to address what y'all really want to know. The other thing is, if you are a doctor listening or you are someone who like would love to learn how to teach my concepts, or you want to understand my concepts at a deep level, I have an advanced certification in weight loss coming up. Applications are going to start April 1st, and we will only be able to take so many people through. But if you want to go to theweightlossuniversity.com, you can find out information about my advanced weight loss certification, what makes us different, what you would be learning, what you'll get good at. And specifically, if you are in the medical profession, it could be very helpful, because I know doctors, we have so many doctors inside of our membership, and I just love them because they have hearts of gold. They're very passionate. And they often tell me, like, it's hard for me to talk to someone about weight. Sometimes my doctors are carrying their own weight, but they have an ethical duty to talk to someone when they feel like their weight might be causing health concerns. You want a doctor who would rather, like, I want a doctor who would risk hurting my feelings to tell me that something might be wrong, at least to question me. What I don't want is a doctor that's so worried about my feelings that they don't alert me to something I need to know. Like, I'm just like, okay, I'll handle my own fucking emotions, but I kind of need you not to be worried about how I feel. But I do get this with doctors where sometimes they're carrying their own shame around their weight. It's very hard to have these conversations. Or sometimes they're like, I don't even know how to talk to somebody about this. I don't really know like what to help them with and stuff. I don't want to be, like, sometimes they're like, I don't want to do the drugs if they don't need them. Or I don't want to tell them just keto. We didn't learn anything in school. So this program is open to anyone. You can join it, but you need to go to theweightlossuniversity.com to get information on it. All right. Thank you so much, everyone. My members, y'all did so good. I saw the emojis. I saw the chat going wild, all the things. I hope that this cleared a lot up for all of you. And I hope you liked doing a live podcast. If you did, we may do more of them in the next few months. We'll see. Otherwise, y'all have a good day. And I will see everybody in the podcast next week. And for all my members, I will see you Wednesday for weight loss teachings. We're still riding the train of figuring out all the enough shit. All right. Bye, y'all.